Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. It's Ashley.
Lauren.
Naz! Lauren, you sound so sad.
She's in total bitch mode right now. She said she just woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Nothing happened. I just feel like murdering everyone.
I was just telling them, guys, I feel the same exact way. Like, for some reason, my PMS, I get so irritable, but in quarantine, it's 10 times worse. I don't know why. Like, I'm just yelling at my dad all the time.
That's funny.
Okay, so you guys, the first half of this podcast is going to be a ramble catch up, and the next half is going to be our interview with Dylan from Tiger King.
Dylan Passage, who is Joe Exotic, aka Tiger King's current fourth husband. If you guys watched it, which if you didn't, you live in a box because half the world watched the show, but he was in like the final episode, but we'll ask him a bunch of questions at that.
I know that Netflix never reveals their numbers, right? But
I actually, let me pull it up because I think they released it for this just because it was so crazy.
I wonder why
it's probably like 56 million. I want to say it's in the 50s, 50 something millions.
What do you guys think it is?
I'm wagering at 50 something.
I don't know. I don't even know how many people watch like the normal Bachelor. So
the Bachelor ratings are normally like 7 million.
Okay. So Netflix, according to EW.com, Netflix's Tiger King clawed 34 million in 10 days.
Holy moly. So I'm probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, you're always accurate. God, you're so good at everything.
So weird.
I am weird about guesstimating. I'll say that.
You're so good. I finally finished my first book in quarantine. I'm so proud of myself. I like reading again. Moonwalking with Einstein, which I told you guys about, which is about memory. And like page, I'm like, ugh, Ashley, like so easily remembered. Like, I'm so envious of your memory.
Thank you.
Of birthdays and release dates.
According to This Is Us, I may have early set Alzheimer's because I have lost my phone. I'm being sarcastic because This Is Us uses the worst example of memory loss because, you know, Mandy Moore can't find her phone around the house. Yeah. And it's like, I can't find my phone. I lose my phone 15 times around this house.
Wait, that's really bad writing, actually, on their part.
I know.
Everyone loses their phone. Do you have my time to be like, could you call my phone? Like, I don't know.
The book really literally bad. Says, like, this guy, I'm not going to give it away, but he makes it to the USA Memory Championships, but he states that, like, still to this day, the average person will forget why they opened the refrigerator door. Like, it's not, that's not Alzheimer's.
It's like the one bad time that This Is Us couldn't write.
Yeah, that's true. Because I love Dan Fogelman in that show. Yeah.
I lose my phone all over this house because like I'll be like walking from one room to the other and I'll randomly like put it on one of my like the freaking wall tables, you know, because there's like a table everywhere in this house. I'll put it on the piano, whatever. Boring. but I have a long list of I don't get it that we can debate before we get Dylan Passage on. So the first one is a conversation I was just having with my mom before we hit record on this. So I made my dad some cheeseburgers yesterday. And of course, I gave him a really soft potato bun. And he loved it. And then my mom was like, I can make you the cheeseburgers again tonight. And he's like, I couldn't want Ashley to make them because I don't think you're going to make them the same. And I tell my mom exactly how to make it because I was like, I'm going to be recording the podcast when dad gets home. Can't make them. And I see that she has the potato buns, the soft, beautiful, pillowy potato buns in the toaster oven. She's about to toast them for a cheeseburger. And I go, Mom, no, you don't want a crunchy cheeseburger bun. And she goes, yes, you do. This is the way I make my cheeseburgers. And she's like, and I see on the Food Network, they always grill the bun.
They just put the bottom on the grill for like 5 seconds.
To make it warm, not crispy, and to like get some oils on it.
I will say, as a new cheeseburger savant, I am not as high as you are, because you've eaten way more cheeseburgers than me, but in this new cheeseburger every weekend that I've been diving into, I will say cheeseburgers that are soft bread, but the edges of the bread are crispy, are the perfect cheeseburger. So do you think that's what your mom was trying?
I'm thinking that the edges of the meat you want crispy.
You want the whole, well, to me, I want the crispy outside. But I want like the edges of the bun, like in Burgers Never Say Die in LA, like the edge is crispy, but the middle's fluffy. And so when I can't even imagine
just an outside crispy bun.
You're all about the soft.
Yeah, all about the soft. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you guys love the Shake Shack, the egg, the brie, sort of like softy, smushy, like kind of.
I want it to be smushy.
I want it to melt together, all of it.
But
I don't
want. Was your mom trying to make like a panini?
She likes when they crunch. Exactly.
She like wants a crunch. She wants it to make like a tuna melt.
That's weird.
No, yuck. Mom, you're wrong. Okay, so that's
basically
number one.
Basically, mom's wrong.
Another thing that pertains to dad and food this week is my dad was funny. So they gave him Chick-fil-A sandwiches. They had like a big Chick-fil-A layout at the hospital this week for the doctors. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time he ever had a Chick-fil-A sandwich. So on Sunday, a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, like he's never had anything from Chick-fil-A before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then after having that sandwich, he was like, oh, that was really good. I really want to try the Popeyes sandwich now and do the taste test. So like it was really cute that my dad like wanted to do the challenge. And I'm like, oh, my God, Dad. This is awesome because I want to do
the
challenge.
This is the most we've ever had in common.
No, my dad and I have everything in common. So that's not true. But so he loves Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Like he watches the Travel Channel, the Food Network to just like relax. Mm-hmm. So he's like, let's get Popeyes tonight.
Why are you saying Popeyes so weird? He goes, Popeyes. It's Popeyes.
What do you say, Naz?
Popeyes.
Yeah, yes. Shit. I do say Popeyes.
Popeyes.
I do. I've always said Popeye my whole life.
You never said that when you and I drove to the one on Hollywood and Highland and tried to get it.
I think I probably didn't. You didn't realize.
Wow.
Popeyes.
I've always said Popeyes.
Ew.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, sorry.
You know you're incorrect, too.
I know. I am wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, she's so mean today. Okay, so we go through this big ordeal about order. So, of course, the Popeyes here down the road legitimately has 28 cars in the drive-thru, especially during quarantine. But this Popeyes trend is just not dying, okay?
I can't hear you say Popeyes.
I know. Damn it. But everybody needs this sandwich, right? So we're like, well, we're not going to wait in lines. And we have an order of 6 people. It was Lauren Hunter and mom, dad, Jared, and I. So we use the Popeyes app or the online ordering system because now they have an online ordering system.
That is very advanced for Popeyes. I'm impressed.
Exactly. So it's 10 minutes away. We plug in the order and then there is like multiple times where it's like Lauren's account wasn't syncing with the order. So we had to redo the order like 3 times
at least
online. Oh, and it was a very complicated order for, you know, 6 people. I know this sounds boring, but we're getting there.
No, this isn't. This is fascinating because now people can actually get a hold of the sandwich. Remember, we couldn't for
exactly. I know. And I still haven't had it yet. And Lauren has had it and says it's still not working.
I thought you were going to give me like your opinion.
No, it's coming. It's coming. So what happened? So climax of the story already told. Well, Lauren and Hunter go pick it up and then they just drop it in your trunk, right? But then as soon as they get there and I hit submit my order, because you're not supposed to submit it until you're 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
It says it didn't work. And then Lauren tries on the digital app, obviously.
Digital app.
Fuck me. And then she's like, oh my God, the app's not working either. I think it's because there are too many people here. And she goes, the line is literally out onto the main road.
Oh
like
my
through
God.
The drive, you know, the drive through. How many cars do you think there legitimately was?
28.
You actually think there's 28 cars?
28.
Lauren, that's insane.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's a lot of people.
So she's like, I don't think they're taking online orders because even when I go onto Postmates, it says cannot order on Postmates currently, like currently overwhelmed. Currently overwhelmed. So my dad is like, no, make them sit in the drive-thru line.
So, but we did not.
He's literally, you are him.
I know. That sounds exactly like me. So now, Lauren, I want you to take over for the storytelling because this is when you were there.
So then we're like, okay.
Wait, can you guys sit closer together so I can see you together better?
So yeah. We're like, okay, we'll get KFC, but trick him and put the sandwich and like everything on a normal plate and just hand it to him and be like, here's your Popeyes. But okay, so then we come to the KFC where Ashley put in an order online.
Our regular KFC, which is like 5 miles up the road past Popeyes.
Okay. And then we're like, okay, we have an order for Lauren. Like, we have no order for Lauren. We like don't have any pre orders anywhere.
Oh my God.
And then we're like, we're at the wrong KFC. So then we go to another KFC where we pick up our food. We're driving on, and then we realize they forgot Hunter's meal. So we turn around, got his popcorn chicken, which was made for a fetus. It had 3 popcorn chickens in it. And then we got home and Ashley's like, there's no sides. Anyways, it's a big catastrophe.
No, like we came when we got home. We ordered $55 worth of KFC for a family of
six.
That's a shit ton of KFC.
Well, that's what it sounds like, but it's probably the amount, you know, like it's like $10 a person.
Yeah, so, for 6 people, yeah. I mean, that's what you'd spend at like a Boston Market, I guess.
Right. Yeah, it's like less than $10 per person. So then she's like getting all the items out of the bags, and I'm like, all the sides are gone, are not here. So they had gone back to pick up his popcorn chicken, but legit left $20 worth of food.
So we couldn't fool Dad into eating KFC and telling him it was Popeyes. So now we are going on the adventure once again this weekend.
We're doing it tomorrow. I cannot wait to get an update on next week's podcast.
So that was a weird fast food story that I wouldn't care about if someone told me.
Lauren, but I care.
You know what? I think it's a fun story, mostly because it's like that's the kind of story that is a story that you create during quarantine.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't normally share that story, but it is like as entertaining as you're going to get in quarantine.
What do you mean? Of course we would normally share that story. We've like done a whole thing on like
burger. I agree.
It's interesting that you guys are, I'm not even like driving to fast food places. Like I, on Sunday, I got McDonald's Postmated.
Yeah.
And Postmates is killing it out here. They are so quick. I haven't waited more than like 35 minutes for anything I've ordered. It's crazy. You would think it's slower.
Restaurants aren't like close, super close. So you might as well.
Well, no, our thing was this. We had also not tried a drive-thru yet either. And we thought that ordering on the Popeyes app, they were going to like just put the bag in the trunk.
Right.
Because I do think that drive-thrus are a little bit of like close quarters, you know? Yeah, too close. Yeah. But in this case, we're like, I'm not going to not have a fresh sandwich for the challenge.
So true.
So, I mean, you know, the drive-thru is open and working. So, you know.
Yeah.
Quick break right now to talk about Modern Fertility. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that I am a fan of this company. I love Modern Fertility. They have created an easy, affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a single finger prick. Then you place it onto a little card that they give you. You mail it in with a prepaid label and you get your personalized results within 10 days. I got my results back, of course, within 10 days. You get a notification via email when they come in, and then you go and check your email, and then it's a little bit nerve-wracking, and you click the link, and it has all the data that they captured from your finger prick and what that blood tells them about your fertility levels. And mine, as a 32-year-old when I took it, 31-year-old when I took it, and 32, you know, a month later talking to you, was normal for my age. So, phew. That's very reassuring. I also heard from a friend who said that she saw my Modern Fertility ad on Instagram. She got the kit, sent it in, and got the results back. And she found out that she had less of the hormone than you'd want to have at her age of 29. And she said, thank you so much for talking about this company because I was going to put off kids for a couple more years, but now my significant other and I are thinking about moving that timeline up because of what I found out thanks to Modern Fertility. It's pretty
fantastic.
Freaking amazing,
great,
right?
Company.
It's traditional testing. This kind of traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but with Modern Fertility, it only costs $159 to get the same information. So if you go to modernfertility.com/get it, you can get $20 off your test, making it only $130. You know, I know it's a lot. It's a lot for one of our ads to spend $139, but still, this is about your health. This is about your future, your children. So I'd say that if you have the money right now, go for it. Try. You'll get insight into how many eggs you have, hormone levels, any reproductive red flags, and the results also go in depth as to what every hormone means. And you can also talk about it one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and the options you have for next steps. So right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off their test when you go to modernfertility.com/get it. Your test is going to cost $139 instead of hundreds or thousands that it can cost at your doctor's office. So get $20 off your Modern Fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/get it. Again, that is modernfertility.com/get it.
I have a random, I don't get it.
Okay.
It's not anything revolutionary. It's also a subpar, mediocre quarantine story that I can contribute. But while I am awaiting to meet my suitors from Sutris,
you guys still email hikeandeddielauren@gmail.com.
Yeah, everyone that's messaging, it's still going on. We just can't find guys that want to be on, I guess. Yeah. But I am really interested in talking to all them again. So maybe we just have me talk to those guys again. But anyways, I'm still dating. And so I'm meeting guys on like different apps and stuff. And there's this one guy I was talking to for like a week now. We spoke on the phone for an hour last week. And I know a lot of people say I'm like, so sometimes I can be really harsh, but the entire week, like after our phone conversation, he like wouldn't open up. I couldn't get to know him. And the conversation was so mundane. He would text me every day, which was nice.
And he would say, hey, how's your day going? Good morning.
Ashley, it's like a literal small talk and surface level literally makes me want to like just bulge my eyes out. And I said this. So Saturday, he like texts me again and he's like, hey, so what's for dinner tonight? And I like, I lost it.
Okay. Well, I have to say, I am genuinely curious about what everybody has for dinner. I can meet a stranger on the sidewalk and be like, what are you having
for
dinner?
But like to be like trying to spit game, I don't think that's appropriate.
But Ashley, like we're friends. You had the Popeye.
I get it.
Get to know someone. That's all like you have to say. And so I was like, who the fuck cares about the brown rice and salmon that I'm eating right now? Like he hasn't asked me one thing about getting to know myself like deeper or like just anything. And I have tried. And so finally I was like, hey, I can't do like the surface level thing anymore.
Wow.
It makes you want to bulge my eyes.
Wait, what did you say? What did
and
he say?
After I sent it, I was like, oh no, that was so like, that was mean. I shouldn't have said that.
What if someone said that to you? What would you do?
I would be so appreciative. And so guess what? He was appreciative. And he was like, oh my God, thank you for saying that. Honestly, I should have caught this. Like, can I give you a call tomorrow? And I'm like, of course. And so I'm like, okay, like this guy, like all hope isn't lost, you know, like maybe I'll really get to know him tomorrow, which the next day was Sunday. And then
he probably like prepared a philosophical speech to talk to you about.
He probably did like research on the universe.
Yes, if this was your life, Lauren Iconetti, but since we were talking about Naz's, he never called Sunday.
Oh, God. He got nervous. He doesn't know what to fucking say.
Anyways, that was my I don't get it.
Naz, I think that in this situation, you probably should reach out to him just because it was intimidating, even though it was truthful. And then after that, then you can let him do the thing.
Okay, I'm open to that.
Because he probably thinks you don't even want him to call.
Probably.
If he doesn't really want to open up, you know.
Well, just throw him one more bone.
Okay. Yeah, you got to throw one more bone.
I'm down. I also recognize that, like, I've been reading a lot of interesting dating articles because obviously this pandemic is really affecting dating. And, like, just like how when us three ramble and talk, like, after a certain point, there really isn't much to say.
Yeah.
If you're not really doing anything.
Right. Yet. Yeah. It's like, so
I don't know, but if I didn't
eating?
Know someone, I'd like blank slate, you know?
You like, have like your whole past history so to true. Go through.
Like my I mom's have like- 30 years of like documented history I can like pull up.
That's true. My mom's like, do you want to have dinner on the balcony with Jared? It's like, no. It's like, truly, I've been next to him for the past 6 weeks, every almost waking minute. There's nothing to share.
Nothing.
Your hair looks like a L'Oreal model right now.
Oh my God, really? Thanks.
Yeah, it's super shiny.
It looks great.
Thanks. I've only been washing my hair once a week.
Great. Good job.
Yeah, I'm using this thing called Waterless. Anyways.
Okay, so.
I recognize I'm not a perfect person. I have flaws and maybe this is one of them, but yeah.
No. You want to get deep is not a flaw.
Dating in quarantine is it's not easy, guys. Dating was already not easy, and it's just like it's not easier.
Hmm.
Harder.
Well, I'm sorry, Naz.
It's okay. I'm doing great. What's your other I don't get it?
Oh, this is a booyah. A booyah to you, Naz.
Oh, I'm scared.
Remember how this whole darn podcast started with you talking about how sprinkles don't have flavor?
Yeah.
Well, I have my proof now that sprinkles do have flavor.
Okay. How do sprinkles have flavor?
Because that's why we all like funfetti more than regular cake.
No, funfetti has a certain flavoring to it.
No, it's just sprinkles added to vanilla.
So this is what I learned. I didn't. Okay. So
yeah,
I
but it's the vanilla. When you bite into funfetti, it's like the vanilla that you're like, oh, No,
no. So when I tweeted this like a month ago because, well, there's a whole other I don't get it here, but I've been making a lot of cake. Well, we'll get there later. But yeah, so I wanted funfetti, but we only had vanilla cake mix. And then Lauren goes, we'll just put the sprinkles in there. And then it's funfetti. And I go, what? And she goes, oh yeah, sprinkles is funfetti. And so then I go on Twitter and I go, am I the only one who didn't know that funfetti is just sprinkles in vanilla cake? And then they're like, yeah, Ashley, you're the only one who didn't know that.
Yeah,
like,
it's all the color dots. But yes. Yeah.
Thousands of people DM like responded to me being like, I can't believe that you're just learning this now. So boom, booyah, that is proof that sprinkles have flavor.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't even argue that. You're right.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And that makes 100% sense.
And Thank you.
I like want funfetti now.
Okay. So then my other I don't get it is you and I both never like cake, you know, right?
Yeah.
We just like don't get cake. No. It's like not that we don't like the taste of it. It's just like I would never like crave it. I think that there's so many other better desserts. And ever since being in quarantine, all I want is cake. Is that weird? Why?
Are you pregnant?
No. Everybody, I'm so tired of people asking me if I'm pregnant. It's like so insane. It's like, yeah, I am at my parents' house for quarantine. No, Jared and I are not having sex in my parents' house.
You want cake because everyone's Martha Stewart at home now baking. And so it's all we see.
You watch baking. I mean, I watch Nailed It all the time.
No, I'm talking about Instagram and like social media.
I don't even look at the cake there. I just like had a craving for plain old cake. And here's the thing that I'm thinking, Naz. You and I really, I don't love restaurant cake. It's so hit and miss. Yeah. But like a good homemade $3 birthday cake is pretty good.
You decorate it yourself. You pick your frosting and your cake. It's going to be perfect.
It's just sweet bread.
You're right. But I will take funfetti. Funfetti's probably the only cake I'm like excited to eat. But you would take like a $3 homemade cake over ice cream, cookies, and like other alternatives. Like that's my argument is. I would never pick it first.
In the past couple of weeks, I've wanted it first. And I'm not a huge ice cream person. But today I'm switching it up. I'm going to make homemade blueberry muffins and homemade chocolate chip cake. Cookies.
You used to make really good cookies.
Yeah, I'm going to doing the Mrs. Fields recipe today.
I can't wait. Your content, Ashley, you've just been, you're like on TikTok. Like, you're really doing it.
Wait till you see our TikTok tonight.
Oh God. I don't know. I can't do it.
It's fun.
I don't get it.
It's fun. It's work though. It's certainly like the hardest of all the social media platforms.
Lauren, would you do it?
No,
I would never do TikToks. I enjoy watching them.
She loves watching them.
So as you guys just heard me mention in this podcast, aside from the amazing show that Ashley and Lauren put together, Sutris, I've also been dating other ways. And one of those ways that I've been dating during this time has been OkCupid. First off, I'm so excited to tell you guys about OkCupid because it actually works. It is the most mentioned dating app in the New York Times wedding section. So hint, hint. A plus B equals C. If you want to get married, this is the one to go with. It's also because OkCupid just asks the most thoughtful questions so it can get to know you and the type of person you're looking for, which is what I love because it honestly saves me a lot of time from mundane conversations. The more questions that you answer, the better they are at actually finding you matches that you have something in common with. So some of my favorite questions that OkCupid asks are, do you find intelligence sexier than looks? Very important to know.
You definitely think so.
Exactly. How long do you want your next relationship to last? Guys, this is such a good question. Honestly, like just write it down in your phone because it'll just let you know where that person's at without having to be awkward. How do you feel about coffee dates? How do you feel about kids? It's the only app in the world that can match you on a range of issues that you actually care about, from whether or not you're a cat or a dog person to how you feel about climate change. So stop the mindless time on dating apps and go to the app where you get to choose what matters. And guess what? OkCupid is free. Human connection is more important now than ever. So with OkCupid, you can connect with someone interesting online and even plan a virtual date. Download OkCupid today to connect with someone great. That rhymed. Okay, back to the podcast. Lauren, what are you making during quarantine? And then I need everyone's thoughts on
making
Gigi Hadid being pregnant.
Yeah, that was on my list.
Somebody on Twitter said, Zayn and Gigi's baby just called me ugly.
That's funny.
That is funny. Okay, yeah.
I'm already intimidated by their child. And I have to say, I was more shocked to hear that she was pregnant over when Kylie first announced her pregnancy.
Oh, absolutely. Because when I think of Kylie, like, I think of her having sex. She's like a sexual
being. Gigi's basically like, fine, put it in.
Yeah, and Gigi, it's just like they've been on, they've been off, and they've been on and they've been off. And I feel like Kylie's an older soul, and she has like older siblings, and she's been famous for so long. She definitely has a certain maturity to her. And then with Gigi, I feel like she's just youthful.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to think of her as a mom, but I'm not super surprised.
How are you not
she's
surprised?
She's 25, yeah. And she's been with Zayn, and you
but
know
you think
Zayn
that they
were gonna
trying to have a baby? No,
no, he didn't pull out once. I don't. Is she not on birth control?
That was, I guess not.
Maybe she was on birth control and it didn't work. We know. We saw. We had. I didn't know I was pregnant. You know.
All right, guys. Well, moving on from Gigi to Tiger King. We got Dylan on the line.
Holy shit, I'm not ready.
Are you guys ready? I have so many questions.
Okay, wait, is he before we start, is he still technically married to Tiger King?
We can ask him that.
Oh, okay, great.
I believe so, but
I think so too, yeah.
You never know. Okay.
Okay.
Should we raise our hands for this one? I have so many I want to fire off, but I don't
know. Yeah, let's raise our hands.
Does he think that we're gross?
Well, like, let's not do it too much. That makes the video weird.
We
okay,
look
ready?
So unprofessional in this in this area, on this side.
Me?
We look fine.
No, Ashley and I, we look unprofessional.
No, you look great.
Jared Lauren.
Okay,
this
let's
is
go.
Called quarantine.
Ready? Here we
ready?
Go. We're recording, right?
Yeah.
Dylan!
Hi, what
Hello.
Is up?
Hi, Dylan.
How are you?
Doing good. Just getting a little workout in.
You
Very
look incredible.
Nice. Yeah, you look really like, good.
Yeah. This is your quarantine self? I'm like, wow.
honest to God, I kind of let myself go. I've only had a few quarantine workouts, so it's been kind of lazy. Well, just getting tan.
Same over here. Oh, that's good that you're getting tan. That's nice. So Naz, you have a bajillion questions. Do you want to just start firing them off or do we want to? Okay.
Let's do this. Okay. We might as well. Should we just go for it?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Did Carol do it?
Who knows, honestly. I mean, everyone thinks so. It's a good possibility. It's a very sketchy situation. So, I mean, she's being investigated. So, you know, hopefully they find something.
What do you think, like, deep down? Like, how do you feel about her? Like, did you not like her, like, by association?
Yeah, like, is it something that they still talked about a lot? What?
Sorry.
Was the topic of Carol still, like, a hot conversation in your life? Because wasn't that all a couple of years ago?
Yeah, so, I mean, Joe got arrested, like, a couple of years ago. So, it was, like, I mean, he would talk about it a lot, just like the Don situation, but he wasn't, like, didn't give me too much information on his relationship with Carol. So, it was, like, just all kind of new to me as the show was released. I learned a lot more, and it's just, it's been a lot for sure, yeah.
That was my next question. Was there anything in the show that you didn't know, like, new information?
Yeah, so, like, just mainly about, like, Joe and Carol's relationship, how it all started and like the extent of it. I knew that she was constantly suing him back and forth, but I didn't really know too many details. But Joe was just stubborn as hell and kind of egged it on, you know, until it got to the point of no return, literally.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you heard from Carol since then? Because we obviously know Joe is in jail. So, like, I feel like you're sort of this line of communication. Like, you've been, like, this person that everyone's, like, trying to get to. You're, like, almost, like, his spokesperson. Has she, like, reached out to you or, like, talked to you guys?
No. So, like, I've never even spoke to Carol in my life. And I'm pretty sure she wouldn't want to talk to me just because it's really not my business. Like, obviously, Joe's my husband and, you know, he was involved in all this, but I strictly wanted to stay out of it. And like in our prenup that I signed, you know, it was like that I wouldn't be involved in any legal stuff. So I didn't even want to get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you guys got married while the documentary was being filmed, right?
Yeah.
How was that getting involved in a relationship with somebody who had this huge documentary following their life?
So I didn't even know the extent of it at first. I knew that Joe already had his own hired camera people that followed him around the zoo constantly. But when Eric and Rebecca, the producers, came to the zoo, they weren't really there very often. Like while I was there, they were maybe there like two or three times. All the footage that they got was mainly from hard drives that Joe had from the camera crews following him that he had hired.
So those hard drives, they burned most of them, or we still like what we saw is what was salvaged?
No. So what was burned was all the filming that the Rick Kirkham's crew did. So they filmed behind Joe's own camera people that he had strictly working at the zoo following him. So Rick Kirkham's footage was just what was like behind the scenes of behind the scenes.
Cool. If that makes sense. Wow. Okay. See, the whole time, I guess they said that and I should have like got that, but I guess in my head, Rick Kirkham was the camera crew, but yeah. I said that Joe had his own.
Yeah so I thought that he kind of just like blended and mixed it.
None of like Joe's original footage was burned. Only the footage that Rick Kirkham had.
Ew, wow, Joe's honestly low-key a genius. Okay, so Dylan.
He's a baddie for sure.
He's a baddie.
Okay, so Dylan, one of my favorite parts, I hope this doesn't offend you. One of my favorite parts in the documentary was the wedding footage. His previous marriage.
Of
John and Travis, like the three pink shirts. I haven't told Ashley and Lauren this, but I want that to be our Halloween costume. I need to know. I was like, Loki is the best. I need to know, like, how did Joe propose to you and like what was your wedding like?
Yeah, and wasn't it like 30 days after his other husband died?
No, so it was like 2 or 3 months after Travis passed away, which I mean, still is early as fuck. But Joe and I's relationship wasn't like a sexual thing at the beginning. It was very strictly just like companionship. Like he needed somebody there. He hates to be alone. And I mean, I was an addict at the time and, you know, he did everything to keep me away from that kind of situation. So all healthy now, all good, you know, don't even want to go back there. But so like that was kind of our relationship. But that wedding is so funny because John and Travis didn't even like each other. And so Joe kisses John and then Joe kisses Travis. Then he's like, Oh, no. Like pushes them to kiss. He's like, you have to do this too, you know? But yeah, theirs wasn't even like a legit wedding, obviously, you know, it's not legal. But when Joe proposed to me, I was high as balls, smoking weed in the back room, just playing my PlayStation. And he comes in and gets on his knee and just says like, hey, you know, and what I just explained to you, like the whole companionship thing. He's like, I know you're probably not in love with me right now, but you will come to love me. And this is how I feel. And like, what do you think? I was like, sure, you know, let's do it. I'm in a good place. You are like saving me basically. And, you know, you've already done a lot for me. So why not just stick it out, you know? And then, yeah, we got married.
Did it ever turn romantic? Or is it still more of a companionship?
Eventually. I mean, right now, I would say it's back to companionship. I mean, I still love Joe, like, unconditionally. But it's just a different situation when you've been separated for almost 2 years.
Yeah,
right. It's kind of hard. But, like, I'm not looking for anybody romantically. I'm like strictly just like really trying to focus on myself and work on Joe's appeal and get all the information, you know, that needs to be out there.
Wait, but how was your wedding? Did you guys like color coordinate? No. Like, do you never have to see that?
I mean, if you look on my Instagram, you'll see like, or even on Joe's Instagram, you'll see our pictures of like, I had my basketball hat on. Remind, like, never ever get a haircut in a fucking Oklahoma. Because
you'll still look like Joe.
It was horrible. And the photographer kept saying, can you take your hat off? I was like, no, I'm not taking my hat off. She's like, 30 fucking times. She's like, well, it's a wedding. Like, you should have your hat off. I'm like, no, like, I'm keeping it on. Don't ask me again or else you're fucking fired. Goodbye. Like, this is my wedding. But no, so we went to Turner Falls in Oklahoma. It was about like 30 minutes from the zoo. And we got married at a waterfall. And it was just Joe and I, Travis's mom.
Oh, yes. We saw that footage.
And Anne, yeah. So that was it.
Was it weird to have Travis's mom there?
See, and so, like, this is, like, the kind of confusing thing. Travis's mom, you know, in the documentary says that she felt weird and everything. But every time I'd see her, she's like, you remind me so much of Travis. Like, you make Joe so happy. I'm so glad you're here. And, like, hugs me. And, you know, she was very sweet the whole time. So it was, like, kind of, I was taken aback watching it. And I was like, wow, like, if she really felt like that, she should have been honest about it, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Joe didn't just abandon her either. Whenever we got married, she was at the zoo literally every week. Like, and Joe was taking care of her still at the time.
So is your relationship with Joe your first relationship with a man?
No. Before I met Joe, I was in one long-term relationship with the same dude for 3 years. Just like my sophomore year of college to my senior year. And we broke up, and then that's when I started doing Xanax really bad, and I was just super depressed in a really bad place, and I was just kind of taking them to forget the day, you know?
Wow.
So yeah. In the documentary, they make it seem like Joe is, like, supplying you guys with drugs, like, the husbands with drugs to, like, keep you around, but on your end, it kind of sounds like he was doing the opposite.
Yeah, and see, that's what, it's kind of weird, like, when I think about it, because even Joe admits it, you know, in his previous relationships, they were all partaking in, like, meth and whatever else. But with me, it was never like that. He did everything to keep me away from that kind of situation. And, I mean, he had strict rules on the park, like, no weed whatsoever. I mean, no drugs whatsoever. I smoked a lot of weed. And, like, his employees, they obviously smoked weed too. But, yeah, so he did it, like, he made it a really big effort to, like, not have me involved in anything like that or around it.
That's amazing. Nice. Okay, so you obviously brought up Oklahoma and haircut. So what do you think of Joe's haircut?
That damn mullet. That's what I think about it. He looks like Joe Dirt.
It'd be one thing if it wasn't bleached, but he's not bleached anymore, right? Because he's in prison. So it's all grown out.
See, I have no idea because his hair is staying blonde, but I know he bleached it. Yeah, it stays like
I guess
like
you can
that,
get your hands on something in there if it's that important to you.
Sure. Lauren's a hairstylist. Sure.
I'm a hairstylist, so I'm all about the bleached hair. You got to keep that up.
So you don't live in Oklahoma, though, right?
Fuck no. No shade to Oklahoma. I'm sure there's good hairstylists there.
Lauren, you should open a practice there. It seems like there's
a practice. I love it, yeah.
Dylan, wait, so you don't like it then? You're not a
his
fan?
His hair? No, yeah. I mean... If he likes it, then that's cool. That's all that matters. It's not something I'm like ooh, a mullet, you know, like it's not like that whatsoever. But I mean, I'm not like turned off by it either. Like, but if that's how he wants to wear his hair, then that's how he can wear his hair.
When was the last time you saw him?
Like in person?
Yeah.
The day he got arrested.
Oh, wow. So no visitors allowed?
No, but now in his Fort Worth facility, he can have visitors.
Okay.
And he's there because of COVID.
Yeah. So... But he doesn't have it though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's a hoax.
He tested negative. Yeah.
He just was sick with something else.
Yeah. He tested negative for it. But at his jail specifically, there's like over 300 cases of it. So that's why he's in his isolation, because he also has his autoimmune disease and kind of, if he was around it, he's going to get sick. So like his blood cells like die quicker than they replenish.
Okay. Yeah. So even though you technically can see him at this prison, you still can't see him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Until the quarantine is over and everything's cleared back up.
So I feel like it must kind of suck to have kind of your identity taken away. You're just Joe's husband at this point. So like, who is Dylan? What are your hobbies? What do you do for work? Like what's going on with you?
So I bartend.
Cool.
You know, currently not because of the quarantine.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is like hang out with my friends and go to music festivals and like, that's just like my happy place. Like you can get away and just not really have a care in the world for anything. Nobody's going to judge you. And you know, my main goal is just to make a name for myself. Like I love Joe, but I don't want to just be known forever as Joe's husband.
Absolutely.
I want to be Dylan Passage.
Yeah. Well, you are. Are you, can you sort of give us an update on like the last time you spoke with him and like where he's at mentally? Like, is he, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but like, is he truly loving this fame? Like, how do you think?
I know he is. He doesn't understand to the extent of how popular he is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you know, he's trying to hold up there. I mean, he's in his little isolation period in the SHU, and he thinks it's like him being punished. Just because you're isolated, you know, and can't use the phone privileges as much. And it's just like very a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he thinks he's being attacked right now, which is like he's in a really bad place there. So, and it's all a new environment, not something he's used to. Like he was at the other jail for like over a year and a half, you know. Mm-hmm. So he got accustomed to that kind of living. So he's kind of like in the middle of adjusting.
Right. Do you, I read an interview where you were saying that Joe would be supportive if you wanted to go and date other people. And I know you already told us that your mind isn't even there right now. You're just working on yourself. But do you think eventually, like, when is he going to get out? Like, would you want to wait? Or are you thinking one day when you are ready, I'm going to start dating?
Yeah. Because you're a young guy. How old are you?
24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you know, I will move on and kind of find somebody. I mean, honestly, it's a very weird situation just because it's not a focus of mine right now. So I haven't even really thought about it. But Joe, you know, he said he'd be supportive. And even if I did go find somebody, I would still be right there next to Joe and, you know, kind of being his support system and rock.
Yeah. You're still rocking that really shiny wedding ring.
Thank you.
Wait, let's see it.
Beautiful. That's very nice.
I love it. It's pretty. Two-tone.
It is, yeah. Joe has the matching one.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. But, you know, and even, like, if I do move on and find a partner again, they would be involved in Joe's life. But right now, we're just hoping that Joe gets out. And so,
How many years does the typical person get for what he did? Because it sounds like he got a lot of years for somebody who wasn't murdered.
Yeah.
For someone who didn't murder, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Who didn't murder. Oh, who I said who wasn't. Yeah.
Well, he technically, according to the doc, he killed tigers. Right? Oh. Which, did you get put away for
which that? Which they gave him 4 years for the animal charges, and then I guess 9 for each murder for hire charges. And I mean, it was supposed to be 10 per murder for hire charge. But originally they were trying to charge him with like 94 years or something.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah. So it was a crazy amount. of thing. Like he doesn't deserve to die in jail. And mm-hmm. we have a big team of attorneys, like the biggest attorneys in Texas. There's 8 of them. And, they've got a good appeal coming and done a lot of investigating, and they've got a good thing, and they're going to take down all the other people who helped set Joe up.
Oh. Where are you currently living? You're in Oklahoma.
No. I live in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, okay. So you are. Okay.
The wedding was in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Florida.
So when was that a lion tattooed on your shoulder? At what point?
So after Joe got arrested, I moved to Denver. And I got this, and then my tiger with lotus flowers on here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So were you close with the lions and tigers and bears?
Yeah. I mean, I raised them for a good 6 months.
Can you tell us about, like, their personality traits that most people wouldn't know? Like, how is it different than a dog?
A dog or a little cat.
Or a dog or a little cat. No,
literally, they are called big cats for a reason, because they are just like a house cat, just super sweet. And, like, if you're going to treat them with respect, they're going to treat you with respect. Mm-hmm. But each one has its own different personality, just like a dog would. Or any other animal. And it's super cool to see, like, how they act and how they act around other animals. And how they act with each other, because if they don't like each other, they're gonna fight, you know. And if, like, I was never scratched, bitten, anything by any of the cats I raised. You know, if they wanted to hurt you, they would hurt you, but they're just big babies, just like a normal house cat. If you piss it off, it's gonna freaking scratch the hell out of you, you know?
True. Yeah.
Where do you stand with, like, with your stance on whether or not tigers should be in zoos or not? Like, do you think zoos are a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I guess depending on the zoo, if the animals are being used for education and are not, you know, just staying in their tiny ass little cages, which, you know, Joe did have some tiny ass little cages. But if they're used for educational purposes, then I feel like it's completely okay. If it's used for selfish reasons, then that's not okay. But, you know, if tigers are endangered, there's only one way to keep an endangered species alive if you're not saving their environment and ecosystem. That is breeding in captivity. And unfortunately, when they're bred in captivity, they cannot ever be released back into mm-hmm. the wild.
Ugh.
But that's the only way that you can keep the species alive.
So is that why you'd say that what Joe did wasn't selfish?
He was selfish and he wasn't selfish, because he was doing it to help the animals. And then the cub selling was selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think,
so you,
like,
can see both sides.
Obviously, you know, the documentary, it's so compelling because it sort of paints Joe as the villain, but then Carol is sort of painted as a villain too. Like, who do you think the real villain is here? And do you think anyone was portrayed unfairly or in the wrong way based off what we saw?
I mean, nobody in the documentary is innocent, not a single person. You know, Carol's guilty in her own ways. She's a giant hypocrite, and she mm-hmm. does the exact same things that Joe does. Her cage are super tiny. There's the funniest freaking video of her even on the documentary, and she's like in a tiger cage. Tigers don't belong in cages. And in the background, she has this tiny ass chicken wire cage with a little tiger pacing.
It's unbelievable. I remember that. I was like, wait, is this irony in front of my face right now?
So she's just so stupid. But whatever. Yeah, but I feel like everyone was portrayed very accurately. I know that they only show Joe's darker sides and maybe like a few clips of him being sensitive and sweet to people, which definitely played to their agenda of wanting to get Joe's wild side across. But behind the camera, Joe's just like super sweet and just like a big old baby.
How Joe's singing, it seemed very good on the show, but then it obviously is not his voice. Who does his vocals for his music videos?
So some of the songs that Joe did, he did write himself and he did sing. But then other songs were written and produced by this dude named JT Barnett. And the voice of those songs was this dude named Vince. But some of the songs were Joe. And Joe has a decent voice. He's just old now and smokes like a pack of cigarettes a day. And he's all raspy. So it's just like,
I listen to so many of those songs after, like, when the documentary, you know, this is like what, a month ago now, I was like listening.
Naz truly thought that was his voice most of the time.
I mean, I didn't think twice.
I never thought that was his voice.
Oh.
Is there something that is, can you sort of like paint the picture of like what, maybe something that like we don't know or something we've like never seen when it comes to Joe? Like, obviously this is someone who ran for governor, you know what I mean? Like, is there any sort of outlandish thing that wasn't tied to Tiger King that you can like share with us, or like stories, like maybe your favorite stories with him?
Yeah, I was gonna say like a crazy story that happened that wasn't aired.
You know, I mean, Joe and I rarely had time to ourselves. I think the only time we ever had to ourselves where we weren't filming or having a camera following us was one on our honeymoon in Cozumel. And I have never seen Joe actually relax. He was constantly on his phone doing stuff like this. And so we went, I think it's called parasailing. It's like a boat pulls you and you're on a giant parachute kind of thing. And you're like strapped in. Mm-hmm. Well, there was like this giant sea turtle, and Joe tried to like unsnatch himself so he could just go swim with this freaking sea turtle. Cause he's used to like land animals, not, he never gets to like leave the zoo. Cause you have to have somebody with a USDA license on the zoo at all times, or it's going to get closed. So he was rarely ever to leave the zoo. And so, you know, he was just so excited, I guess, to be in Cozumel. And like, we weren't too high off the water, maybe like 20, 30 feet. And he was like trying to unstrap himself. I was like, if you do that, I'm divorcing you right now.
So he did not do that.
He wanted to fly out. Like, that's a deep dive. That's a high diving board while parasailing. That's
truly wild in every sense of the term. Wait, so it was Cozumel then?
No, so like we always wanted to go to Belize. Joe had been to Belize multiple times. But I went to Belize in December of this past year with Anne, Joe's best friend. And Belize is freaking amazing. But Joe really wanted to go and buy a house in Belize.
So in the documentary, when you guys were posting from Belize, was that...
Don't say you guys.
Okay, can you clarify for us then?
Joe was just like, he didn't want anybody to know where he was. And he was like, let's go to Belize. And so he was like, oh, Mexico. I was like, dude, that's fucking Florida water. Come on.
Oh, like, yeah.
So I unfollowed him. I was like, I'm not following you.
I love your sass with him.
He was so upset. And it's like, all his other husbands were like not actually gay. So he didn't know how to like react to me talking back to him. You know, like I was like, you're not going to tell me what to do, but. We got along pretty well, so it was all good.
How do you think he seduced straight men into being his husband?
Well, John is definitely bisexual. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time I met John, he hit on me. And I was like, sit back, you have two teeth.
not anymore.
Now he's got them veneers. Yeah, he got them. But Travis, he was straight. He only liked Joe. He just loved Joe because Joe really brought him out of a really dark place as well. And he was just grateful to Joe, and he never wanted anything bad to happen to him. So he was like his own personal bodyguard / husband.
Crazy.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Well, Dylan, are you working on anything that you sort of like want to plug? And do you want to tell us like where people can find you? And actually, before you do that, I read that Trump mentioned that he was going to, you know, look at a pardon for Joe. Can you give us sort of an update on, like, you know, in jail?
There has been no update on the whole pardon thing. I mean, Trump said he was going to look into it. So, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, these lawyers that we have in this PI actually are pretty close, like have connections with the White House. So there could be things. I can't really speak too much on that, but there could be stuff that could be happening really soon.
Interesting. Okay. And so now where can people find you and like, what are you working on and stuff?
I mean, you can follow me on Instagram. It's at Dillert, D-I-L-L-E-R-T _ L-C-L-M. Or you can hit me up on Cameo.
That's a good one.
But no, there's some.
Do you do Joe impersonations?
No, I cannot do that. Joe is a one-of-a-kind person. Nobody can mimic Joe perfectly. So, but Yeah, big things coming.
Could you give us one?
Definitely not. No.
Who are you quarantined with right now? I heard a screaming child.
I'm at a medical facility working out with my friends in the gym upstairs.
Oh, okay. Got it. Like, you're like, didn't mention that I have a kid.
Yeah, no, my friend Amanda just came out of the girls' bathroom, so.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll let you get back to your one-time quarantine workout. Thank you so much.
The only one.
Bye, Dylan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Guys, follow Dylan. You're the best. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, for sure. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, you guys.
Bye. Bye.
He kind of turned my mood around. I was in a very bad mood, and he kind of brought me out of that.
There you go. Just follow Dillard if you're PMSing like
that. Who knew how many questions we'd have for him? It's so funny. We're like, and this and that.
It's funny because I obviously Tiger King's like come and gone. Like no one's really talking about it as much as they were a month ago, but yeah. We were obviously trying to get them on for everyone listening like a while ago, but they were so busy, but we figured, you know, why not have him on and get an update? I kind of feel bad that it seems like a lot of his time is taken up by this, but I guess there's a lot of good that can come out of it if he's like promoting himself. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all what he's going to do with his own fame, I suppose.
I got one more. I don't get it before we leave.
Okay.
If you guys don't mind.
Never.
All right. What do you do? This totally rolls over from the Dylan Joe conversation. What do you do when you prefer your partner's hair one way and they prefer it the other way?
Lauren, you're the perfect person.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking
you let
at you.
Them wear whatever they want.
Really?
Jacqueline used to like my hair up in a bun, like only.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
If you like to see my neck.
Oh, but, okay. I get guys have a good neck thing.
But you wear whatever you want and you say, forget it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like Jerry likes my hair shorter. And I think I like my hair shorter too. But I still like want it long right now just because I need to get it out of my system, I feel like, completely. And like I want to hate it and then cut it off, right? But then, of course, I like Jared's hair shorter and he like loves this 90s. Like he feels like he's Sean Hunter or Keanu Reeves. And I'm like, oh, I just want you to look like Jared.
Oh, I love long hair. I don't know how you don't love long hair.
I don't like long hair. I don't love long hair on Jared.
Oh, okay. Whenever I'm like looking on a dating profile, obviously a lot of guys will have different haircuts, you know, in it, or they'll have a hat on. And so I always actually feel I always get a little anxious as not when I go on a date, whenever I'm like, which one am I going to get? Because I really like his hair this way.
Yeah.
But he probably, what if he's not rocking that hairstyle anymore? So that's a good question. I
don't know. I feel like guys don't care as much about, I mean, Jared's a sensitive guy, but yeah, like
if we told other
guys like, oh, I like your hair short, they'll be like, okay, I'll keep it short. I don't fucking care. You know, mostly generalizing. So
Jared's so sensitive about his hair. I don't know why. I don't know why this is a sore spot for him, a sensitive topic, but like if I try to like manipulate one strand, he goes into ninja mode.
Like, fuck off.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he hates it.
I thought
he
just meant when someone brings it up. I didn't know.
When someone tries to touch it or brings it up.
Touch anything regarding his hair. So I can't even like say.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then this is the funniest thing. I've never heard him talk in his sleep. He's never spoken in his sleep before. And last night, this is the first thing he's ever said. He goes, okay, fine, I'll cut my hair. That was what he said, but that's because his mom and dad have been telling him to cut his hair.
Oh my God, that's so funny, Ash.
His mom and dad, like, end every phone call with, cut your hair.
He hates it so much, it's haunting his sleep.
But he likes it long. He just hates that other people.
He hates what people think about it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we can get off yet because I feel like I haven't heard from Lauren. Like, I feel like you haven't told me anything, Lauren.
Yeah, like, because she's she loves picking your nose.
I love picking my nose. I think when I get all the gook out, it makes it look smaller.
Lauren, how, like, are you liking quarantine? I know this isn't much different.
In your regular life.
I enjoy quarantine. I just really miss my extensions. I hate it not having them in.
Really? You're not like enjoying sort of just giving your hair a break?
Nope. I hate it. I hate every second of it. I don't care if I never feel the back of my own head again. I want them in. I want my Botox. I don't want my eyelash extensions. And once that's fulfilled, I think I'll be fine. But I can't even look in the mirror right now.
She just feels gross, I guess.
Lauren.
Aww. I hate it. And damn. I'm sorry to be nitpicky, but, you know, my hair is my thing. And I just can't stand waking up without it.
I guess it's different because I'm obviously by myself. So for me, I'm like, oh, this is great. No one's seeing me really. So I can like let all my natural stuff grow out and give it a break. But you're like seeing a bunch of people.
That's just not
Well, I'm saying like you, her parents, her boyfriend, like
I don't know. She's not alone.
Yeah.
But...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The roommates too. Like I'll go downstairs and they'll be in the kitchen. I'm like, I'm gross. Hi, I'm just gross. I used to be pretty and I'm gross.
Can never be gross.
But anyway, it's a really irritable day. That's all.
What?
Your boobs look amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's my Calvin Klein sports bra. Oh, I worked out four days in a row. I've been working out lately. Wow. 4 days in a row. I've been on the Peloton like a couple times. It's very challenging. I love my open fit classes. They're amazing. I'm going to like... never have a gym again because the Open Fit has everything.
That's so nice. Yeah,
you should try the Open Fit.
Well, I've been doing 4 days a week on my trainer, but should I be doing more? I don't know. I'm like, should I be doing?
Feel more? If you're not exhausted from it, then
I'm not exhausted, but you know how we all are. I don't want to hate working out.
Exactly.
Like I want it to be manageable and a part of my life that I'm like, okay, it's time to work out now. Not like every day, but I saw Becca Tilly's Instagram and she's like,
no one cares
I'm
when
working
you work
5 to 6 days out of the week. And I'm like, fuck, should I be like Becca? Like,
no, because those usually, when you go extreme, then you lose it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because once everything gets back to normal, you're not going to be able to do those 5 to 6. You're only going to be
able
to
do four. You're right. I'm going to stick with 4 and we'll just see what happens, I guess.
How long have you been doing it? Because that's the other thing I like about my Open Fit classes is that it's like I only do the 30-minute ones. Yeah. Because I know that sounds like nothing, but honestly, I went from zero to like 30-minute classes and I break a sweat. I feel the muscles all day. And I know that like it doesn't kill me enough to the point where I don't want to do it the next day. Like the next day I'm starting to actually want to do it.
Honestly, in the class I'm taking at Yale, like it's scientific that it'll boost your mood and you'll be happier if you move your body at least 30 minutes a day. So even on the days I'm not working out, I like walk around my block for 30 minutes, even if it's on the same street back and forth. And then I come back and I force myself to do that at least. It's just good to move. I think it's just good to move your body because none of us are moving as much as we normally do now.
But that's kind of like what I tell people, even though I don't work, like I didn't before this, I haven't worked out. I always just say, just move, just make it a goal to move. Because if you say, I'm going to go exercise, that sounds more intimidating.
So true. Just call it moving.
Hey, Naz, did you watch The Morning Show?
Yeah, I finished it right when it first came out. Are you watching?
Oh, you did? I finished it in 2 days.
You finished it already?
I'm obsessed. It was amazing.
You finished it? How many episodes are
10?
10. Shit. I was shocked you weren't watching it when it came out because, you know, we're both journalists and I know you love, and it's basically Matt Lauer's story. I will say it wasn't excellent, but it was really good.
I thought it was really, was it out in a binge? Was it out in 10 episodes?
No, it was so Apple TV, when it first launched, released the first 3 episodes, one every week when it came out.
Oh, okay. So if you watched it in binge form, you would have been like, oh, it was almost excellent.
There was I think it's really great. I just think the writing, like some of it's like, it could have been way better is what I'm saying.
That last scene or two.
So good.
Oh, so good. Okay. Well, you guys, if you need a new show to binge, The Morning Show, I like it when there's just 10 episodes a season for binging reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm watching Little Fires Everywhere right now.
Oh, so amazing. We're already done with that.
We killed that in one day as well. Yeah. So good.
Got to finish it before May 1st. Everyone listening to this will be listening to this in May, but Netflix is going to be lit in May.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'll just run it off real quick. So Love Birds starring, which Ashley and Jared actually did a commercial for, starring Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani. It's a rom-com sort of crime story. It was supposed to be released in theaters, will be on Netflix. Hollywood by Ryan Murphy. So if you like American Horror Story or The Politician, it'll be more like The Politician, but with Darren Criss. Is going to be on.
No, we love Darren.
We love
Criss.
A Darren Criss.
So good.
We love a Darren Criss moment.
It is a Darren Criss moment.
So ever since Assassination of so good. And that was Ryan Murphy too. And then Dead to Me season 2 with Linda Cardellini and Chris.
Oh, maybe I should watch Dead to Me. I never watched it.
I'm so excited for you.
Is it
right
drama
now.
Or is it funny? What is it?
It is both. I am so excited for the both of you right now. James Marsden's in it. Is it Dempsey or Marsden? I always get them confused.
Wait. Who or who?
Dempsey or Marsden.
Well, either way, you're pretty good.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to be obsessed. You guys are going to be obsessed. You need to watch it before season 2 comes out. It'll take you one day. It's the fastest thing.
What kind of show is it? And how long are the episodes?
I forget how long the episodes are. I think it was eight episodes. It's basically about this woman who, I'm trying to figure out what to say without giving it away. It's sort of it's a thriller, but it's also comedy, but the chemistry between these women are really good, but you're also very suspectful of one of them. One of them's husbands died. And then she randomly meets this woman in a support group, kind of like Heartbroken Anonymous, but it's like for people who are mourning people who've passed. Mm-hmm. She meets this random woman who's Linda Cardellini, and then it all goes off the rails from there. Watch Dead to Me.
Okay, I love that.
Okay.
You are going to love it. You're going to love it.
All right, everyone.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening once again.
Bye.
I don't care. Podcast.